ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जयमुदीरयेत्। नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवति उत्तमश्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्टिकी। मूकं करोति वाचालं पङ्गुं लङ्घायते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वन्दे श्रीगुरुं दिनतारिणम् परमानन्दमाधवं श्रीचैतन्य ईश्वरम्। ॐ अज्ञानतिमिरान्धस्य ज्ञानाञ्जनशलाकया चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्रीगुरवे नमः। श्रीचैतन्यमनोभीष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदान्तिकं। वन्देऽहं श्रीगुरून् श्रीयुतपदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवाञ्च श्रीरूपं साग्रजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादान् सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखान्वितांश्च। हे कृष्णकरुणा सिन्धो दीनबन्धो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिकाकान्त राधाकान्त नमोऽस्तु ते। तप्त काञ्चन गौराङ्गी राधे वृन्दावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणवामि हरिप्रिये। वाञ्छाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो नमः। जय श्रीकृष्णचैतन्यः प्रभुनित्यानन्द श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौरभक्तवृन्द। हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे हरे, हरे राम 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 हरे हरे। नम ओं विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामिन् इति नामिने। नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादि पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे। Hare Krishna, it's a great fortune for me and a privilege to present before you Srimad Bhagavatam. This is a chapter entitled King Sudyumna Becomes a Woman from Canto 9, Chapter 1, Text 9 to 16. And verse number 16 is on the whiteboard. I'll quickly read through the verses and the translation for the verses from 9 to 15, and then we'll read from verse number 16. Text 9. Tasya nabhe samabhavat padmakosho hiradmayah tasmin jajne maharaja swayambhus chatur ananah. Translation and purports by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada, the founder acharya and preeminent Shiksha Guru of the International Society for Krishna Consciousness, Srila Prabhupada ki. O King Parikshit, from the navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead was generated a golden lotus on which the four-faced Lord Brahma took his birth. Marichir manasastasya jajne tasyapi kashyapaha Dakshayanyam Tato Adityam Vivaswan Abhavat Sutaha. Translation: from the mind of Lord Brahma, Marichi took birth, and from the semen of Marichi, Kashyapa appeared, from the womb of the daughter of Daksha Maharaja. From Kashyapa, by the womb of Aditi, Vivaswan took birth. Text 11 and 12. Tato Manoj Shraddha Devaha Sabnyayam Asa Bharata Shraddhayam Janayam Asa Dasha Putran Sa Atmavan Ikshvaku Nraga Sharyati దిష్ట ధృష్ట కరుషకాన్ నారిష్యంతం పృషధ్రం చ నభగం చ కవిం విభు. ఓ కింగ్, బెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ ది భారత డైనాసిటీ, ఫ్రమ్ వివస్వాన్ బై ది వూంబ్ ఆఫ్ సంజ్ఞ శ్రద్ధదేవ శ్రాద్ధదేవ మను వాజ్ బాన్. శ్రాద్ధదేవ మను, హ్యావింగ్ కాన్కర్డ్ హిస్ సెన్సెస్, బిగాట్ 10 సన్స్ ఇన్ ది వూంబ్ ఆఫ్ హిస్ వైఫ్ శ్రద్ధ. ది నేమ్స్ ఆఫ్ ది సన్స్ వెర్ ఇక్ష్వాకు, నృగ, శర్యాతి, దిష్ట, ధృష్ట, కరుషక, నరిష్యంత, పృషధ్ర, నభగ అండ్ కవి. టెక్స్ట్ 13. అప్రజస్య మనోఃపూర్వం వశిష్ఠో భగవాన్ అఖిల మిత్రావరుణయోరిష్టిం ప్రజార్థం అకరోద్ విభు. మను అట్ ఫస్ట్ హ్యాడ్ నో సన్స్. దేర్ఫోర్ ఇన్ ఆర్డర్ టు గెట్ అ సన్ ఫర్ హెమ్, ది గ్రేట్ సెయింట్ వశిష్ఠ, హు వాజ్ వెరీ పవర్ఫుల్ ఇన్ స్పిరిచువల్ నాలెడ్జ్, పర్ఫార్మ్డ్ ఎ సాక్రిఫైస్ టు సాటిస్ఫై ది డెమిగాడ్స్ మిత్ర అండ్ వరుణ. తత్ర శ్రద్ధా మనోహపత్ని హోతారం సమయాచత దుహిత్రార్థం ఉపాగమ్య ప్రణిపత్య పయోవృతాః. డ్యూరింగ్ దాట్ సాక్రిఫైస్ శ్రద్ధ, మనోస్ వైఫ్, హు వాజ్ అబ్జర్వింగ్ ది వావ్ ఆఫ్ సబ్సిస్టింగ్ ఓన్లీ బై డ్రింకింగ్ మిల్క్, అప్రోచ్ ది ప్రీస్ట్ ఆఫరింగ్ ది సాక్రిఫైస్, ఆఫరింగ్ ఒబేసెన్సెస్ టు హిమ్ అండ్ బెగ్డ్ ఫర్ ఎ డాటర్. టెక్స్ట్ 15. ప్రేషితో అధ్వర్యునా హోత వ్యచరాత్ తత్ సమాహితః గృహీతే హవిషి వాచ వషట్ కారం గృణన్ ద్విజః. ట్రాన్స్లేషన్: టోల్డ్ బై ది చీఫ్ ప్రీస్ట్ నౌ ఆఫర్ ఓబ్లేషన్స్, ద పర్సన్ ఇన్ చార్జ్ ఆఫ్ ఓబ్లేషన్స్ టుక్ క్లారిఫైడ్ బటర్ టు ఆఫర్. హీ దెన్ రిమెంబర్డ్ ది రిక్వెస్ట్ ఆఫ్ మనూస్ వైఫ్ అండ్ పర్ఫార్మ్ ది సాక్రిఫైసెస్ వైల్ చాంటింగ్ ద వర్డ్ వషట్. విల్ రీడ్ ఫ్రమ్ టెక్స్ట్ 16 విచ్ ఇస్ ఆన్ ద వైట్ బోర్డ్. కైండ్లీ రిపీట్ ఆఫ్టర్ మీ.
హోతుస్తద్వ్యభిచారేణ కన్యలా నామ సాభవత్ తాం విలోక్య మనుఃప్రాహ నాతితుష్టమనా గురుం.
Can you repeat after me the word by word synonyms and the translations, and listen from me the purports by His Divine Grace. Hotuhu of the priest,
Tat
of the yajna,
Vyabhicharena
by that transgression, Kanya a daughter, Ila
Nama
by the name,
Sa,
that daughter,
Abhavat,
was born,
Tam,
unto her,
Vilokya,
seeing,
Manuhu,
Manu,
Praha,
said,
Na,
not,
Atitushtamanaha,
very much satisfied,
Gurum,
unto his guru. Translation: kindly repeat after me the translation by His Divine Grace. Manu had begun that sacrifice for the sake of getting a son, but because the priest was diverted by the request of Manu's wife, a daughter named Ila was born. Upon seeing the daughter, Manu was not very satisfied. Thus he spoke to his guru Vasishtha as follows. Purport: because Manu had no issue, he was pleased at the birth of the child, even though a daughter, and gave her the name Ila. Later, however, he was not very satisfied to see the daughter instead of a son, because he had no issue. Here, issue means progeny. If he had no issue, then naturally he should not feel unsatisfied. So he had no issue. He was certainly very glad at the birth of Ila, but his pleasure was temporary. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. So this chapter describes how King Sudyumna became a woman, and that's how the chapter is entitled. This also describes how the dynasty of Vivaswan, the sun god, was amalgamated with the moon dynasty or the Chandra Vamsha. In many strange ways, this story unfolds, or story or the narration unfolds. So here, we understand that by the desire of Maharaj Parikshit, Shukadeva Goswami told him about the dynasty of Vaivasvata Manu. Vaivasvata Manu means the son of Vivaswan, the sun god. We know from Bhagavad Gita, Vivaswan Manave Praha Manur Ikshva Kave Abravit. Pretty interesting that here also it's mentioned Manave Praha. Vaivasvata Manu was originally Satyavrata, King Satyavrata, king who became a muni. And we heard in the previous chapter how the waters of inundation were there, and then he took out a boat. We know also how the Damodarashtakam prayers were composed by Satyavrata Muni, glorifying the Supreme Lord. So, it's mentioned here that from the navel of the Supreme Personality of Godhead, while lying down in the waters of inundation, there was a lotus, and from the lotus generated, is the word that is used, generated from his navel, Lord Brahma, our Sampradaya Acharya. We are Brahma Madhva Gaudi Sampradaya followers, so it is very important for us to understand the whole connection which is coming forth from here also. From the mind of Lord Brahma, Marichi was born, the Manasa Putra, Marichi was born. And from Marichi, Kashyapa appeared. Kashyapa appeared from a seminal succession. He was born in a normal manner, not from the mind or otherwise. And Kashyapa married Aditi. Aditi and Diti, there are many other wives also, but we know how from Diti's womb the Daityas were generated, and Aditi's womb the Adityas were generated. Krishna mentions in Bhagavad Gita, Adityanam Aham Vishnu. So Vishnu is one of the Adityas. We know that Aditi's son was Upendra Vamana, which is how he is Indra's younger brother. At the same time, it's mentioned here that from Aditi, Vivaswan was generated. And from Vivaswan came Shraddha Deva Manu. Vivaswan, they say, had two wives, Chaya and Samjna. Here it's mentioned only about Samjna. Through Samjna, Vivaswan came. And through Samjna, Shraddha Deva Manu appeared. Shraddha Deva Manu was born from the womb of Samjna. And from Shraddha Deva's lineage, we hear onwards, Shraddha Deva's wife was Shraddha. So we want to hear about these narrations with Shraddha. It's faith that helps us often when we understand the narrations in Srimad Bhagavatam. Vaivasvata Manu or Shraddha Deva Manu is the father of Maharaj Ikshvaku. Before Ikshvaku's birth, he was without any children. It's not even daughter, son, anything. So then he decided to perform a yajna. This is very important learning in previous kalpas and yugas. If someone wanted to have good progeny or children, they used to perform a sacrifice, yajna. We also have the garbha, dana, samskara. It's very important to perform samskara. Samskarat bhavet dvija, because janmano jate shudra, everybody is born as a shudra. Shudra means theoretically one who does not know the purpose of life. So through samskara, he becomes twice born. So among the samskaras is garbha dana samskara, the first one, which is performed even while the baby is in the womb. So these samskaras are very important. To take it one step further, we know that krtavya dhyayate vishnu tretayam yajato makai. Dvapare parcharyayam kalautad hari kirtanat. In previous yugas, especially in the Treta Yuga, yajna was the mode of connecting to the Supreme Lord. Yajato makhai. However, in yugas even prior to that, Satya Yuga, Treta Yuga, and even to the extent of Dvapara Yuga, the fire sacrifices were very, very effective. So here it's mentioned that when Shraddha Deva Manu wanted progeny, what did he do? He approached his guru, Vasishta. So this is recommended even in ISKCON, in Srila Prabhupada's time, and even for his disciples of carrying on the disciplic succession. that if any devotee wishes to enter grihastha ashram from brahmachari ashram or from grihastha ashram to vanaprastha ashram, and further he has to seek permission of the spiritual master, and of course go by sadhu and shastra in terms of understanding the instructions of the spiritual master. Especially so if one has to choose a wife and to have progeny onwards, he should consult the spiritual master. So this is one lesson that we get from this narration, that how Shraddhadeva Manu approached his guru Vasishta for progeny, and therefore he performed fire sacrifices. So here in the 9th canto, Srila Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur talks about Saddharma being described in the previous narrations. Saddharma, all Vaishnavas are advised by Srila Rupa Goswami to engage in Saddharma Pritcha, to seek questions for one's own welfare or benediction. To start with Ado Guru Padashraya, Sri Krishna Dikshadi Shikshanam, Vishrambena Gurur Sevaya, Sadhu Vartmanu Gavanam, and then Saddharma Pritcha, which means to ask the spiritual master, what should I do, what should I not do? The word Kinkara, Ainanda Tanuja Kinkaram, which comes in Shikshashtakam, essentially means Kim Karoti Kim Na Karoti, what should be done and what should not be done. And this should both be sought from the bona fide spiritual master. As per his directions, one should engage in activities. We could see from Srila Prabhupada's letters exchanged with his thousands of disciples, how the devotees were asking Srila Prabhupada intricate details of everything. If I have a toothache, what do I do? I'm not able to get along with somebody, what do I do? I'm not able to read, what do I do? And Srila Prabhupada used to very patiently and very mercifully answer each of the questions. Because the benefit of doubt should be erring on the right side of caution. If you have doubt, consult the spiritual master. The spiritual master could tell you that no need to consult me on such matters. So having said that, Saddharma Pritcha is that question. But asking the question to the spiritual master is not enough. You ask him, what should I do, what should I not do? The spiritual master might ask us to do something that we may not quite like as per our mind. So therefore, Jai Shri Shri Krishna Balaram Shri Jagannatha Shri Shri Radha Shamsundara Lalita Vishakhaki Jai. It is mentioned, Bhogadi Tyaga Krishnaya Hetave. One should be willing to give up sense enjoyment, sense gratification, for the sake of Krishna. Krishnartat Akila Cheshtita, Rupa Goswami says. One should be willing to give up everything for Krishna. And therefore, even to study Srimad Bhagavatam, Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya, is an instruction by Srila Prabhupada. And therefore, we have to do it. It is our yajna. Because in Kali Yuga, Krishna Swadhamopagata, after Krishna has departed for his own dham, abode, the Srimad Bhagavatam has risen like the sun. And Srila Prabhupada himself confirmed that this is what book distributors should be saying when they distribute the books, that Srimad Bhagavatam has arisen like the sun and it's taken the place of Krishna himself, and so that dharma is protected. So though our anarthas may stop us, we have to hear the narrations from Srimad Bhagavatam, because while hearing the Srimad Bhagavatam, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, almost all abhadra anarthas, those which are contaminations in our heart, they get removed. We see sometimes devotees from Russia and China sitting in lectures, even if there is no sufficient translation or appropriate translation. It's just an amazing level of surrender, because merely by hearing the sound vibrations from Srimad Bhagavatam, one's heart gets cleansed. We may not be even able to understand some of the narrations in Srimad Bhagavatam, especially some very complicated descriptions come in 2nd canto, in 4th canto, in 5th canto. Some heavy philosophical subjects in the form of prose. In the 5th canto, there's a lot of prose. It's not even poetry that you can chant and feel good. No, there's hardcore prose. So in such cases, we need to have this complete faith that what Srimad Bhagavatam says is perfect, it's timeless, and it's come through the parampara, and therefore we should perform this sacrifice as an austerity. It mentions this canto, this chapter specifically talks about, hence onwards, this canto, there is descriptions of Ambarish Maharaj, who demonstrated bhakti, and there is also descriptions of King Yayati, who demonstrated vairagya initially, though he was swayed by his mind and the senses. So this topic also includes in this chapter descriptions of the members of the dynasties of the sun and the moon. Their very names are purifying. So yesterday, like Srila Bhakti Gaurav Narayan Swami Maharaj described, we have about 24 chapters in the 9th canto. 13 chapters describe the Surya Vamsha and 11 chapters describe the Chandra Vamsha. So in this 9th canto, there are 24 chapters. And they conclude with the astonishing subjects of Lord Sri Krishna also. In this first chapter, as we described, King Sudyumna, who was originally born as Ila, it's mentioned in the verse, Kanya Ila Nama Sa Abhavat. Kanya means a girl, and he was born as, and he was named Ila. Ila means someone on whose tongue Mother Saraswati or learning is visibly present. Ila is a very powerful name. Ila later on becomes the wife of Buddha, the son of Soma. Ila is the son of Shraddha Deva Manu or Vivasvata Manu, which is the solar dynasty. And by consummating her marriage with Buddha, the son of Soma, the connection with the Luna dynasty is also established. And there, from their consummation of marriage, or not marriage really, from when they, their union, Pururava, King Pururava was born. So he's a great king, about whom also we'll learn further. So these four verses, from verse 9 to 13, which are not mentioned here, the dynasty of Manu from the beginning of creation is provided. We read that from Lord Vishnu's, from Lord Narayana's navel. The four-faced Chatura Anana, four-faced Brahma took birth. From then Marichi, from Marichi Kashyapa, from Kashyapa Vivasvan, from Vivasvan Manu, Shraddha Deva Manu. And later on Ikshvaku and 9 other sons. So, but before they were born, he had to perform the sacrifice as per instruction from his guru, Sage Vasishta. Vasishta is one of the Saptarishis in one calculation. Marichi is also one of them. Marichi, Atri, Angiras, Pulastya, Pulaha, Kratu and Vasishta. It's mentioned in the 14th verse that Duhitrartam Upagamya Pranipatya Payovrita. This sacrifice was being done. These sacrifices are huge. They're long drawn out. They take a long time. So in between, there was like a, you can't call it really a break. There's like a short recess, so to say. And Duhitrartam, Duhitra means daughter. It's just amazing how Sanskrit has all the root words. Daughter comes from Duhitra. Father comes from Pitra. Bhratara. From Bhratara comes brother. From Shvashra comes sister. So, while this was happening, Pranipatya Payovrita, she was performing Payovrita. Who was performing Payovrita? Shraddha, the wife of Shraddha Dana Manu. Or Vaivasvata Manu. She was already performing an austerity called Payovrata. Payovrata is an austerity that is performed later on by Aditi also. Not later on, before. So, it's mentioned Pranipatya. She very respectfully, Tadviddi Pranipatena. Pranipatena means Prakrishna Rupena Nipatena. In an exalted way, in a very special way, or perfectly, she offered obeisances. Duhitrartam Upagamya. And it says, Samayachata. Samayachata again means Samyak Rupena Yachata. She did not just beg. Yachata means to beg. She did not just question. She begged in a very special way. And because she was austere, because she was already performing the Payovrata, she was a very austere person. The person Hotaram. Hota means one who gets everything, the physical aspects of the sacrifice ready, including measuring the area of the sacrifice, getting the physical paraphernalia ready, how to offer the sacrifices. So we'll get into a small discussion on who are the components of the sacrifice. There are four priests. So one of them is the Hota. So she went and asked that, I want a daughter. Although Vaivasvata Manu's desire was to have a son, progeny definitely, but to have a son. Why having a son? Because having a son is important, because for the kings of yore, it was important to continue their dynasty. For that it was important. It was not like we will not have sons, as there are in India there is a campaign, Beti Badao Beti Padao, in Hindi they say, which means have a daughter and teach her properly. Because there are several parts of several countries in the third world, considering having a daughter is considered very inauspicious, because there is a cost involved to get her married off, etc. But the reality is, we know that it's important whether it's putra or putri, that they should be Vaishnavas. That's what is more important. But for whatever purpose, by the arrangement of the Lord or by your own desire, Shraddha approach for a daughter. So then the Hota, because he heard this request from a very, very special person who was very austere. We hear in the Chaitanya Charitamrita narration of a Brahmana who wanted to take part in the Yajna, Sankirtan Yajna, by just drinking milk. He was only drinking milk. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu initially just threw him out of the Sankirtan, saying that, what do you think, just by living on milk you can take part in the Sankirtan Yajna? It's not sufficient to have these external manifestations of austerity. So in a very similar manner, though she was very austere, the request was really speaking out of place. Because generally it is recommended that the husband and wife discuss with each other before major decisions are taken. That is why it is called Grihastha Ashrama. Ashrama means you have to take ashraya, shelter of the Supreme Lord. There is a husband, there is a wife, and there is Krishna at the center. The ISKCON Congregation Ministry has a book called The Third Partner, which sounds a little odd, but what it means is the husband, wife, and there is Krishna at the center. Because without that, key decisions cannot be taken. And the role of the wife was very important in Vedic times. It was not sufficient that the husband would perform the sacrifices. The wife's presence, visible presence, was mandatory in order for the yajna to have the complete result. Which is why Lord Ramachandra also, while he was performing various yajnas after Mother Sita was sent to the forest as part of his leela to later on deliver Lava and Kusha, the Lord kept right next to him as per the instructions of sage Vasishta, who was also his guru. He is from the Surya Vamsha. He kept a golden deity form or idol, for the want of a better word, of Mother Sita. And like this, he performed several sacrifices. Some narrations of the Srimad of Sri Ramayana mention that when the Lord decided to conclude his pastimes from the face of the earth, all these deity forms of Mother Sita, golden form, they're not ordinary. So they requested him that, how can you leave us? We are under your protection. You are our master. So, but then the Lord said, Sita is my only wife. You cannot all be my wives. But in the next birth, or in the next appearance that I take, you could all become my consorts. So there are various narrations saying they were the 16,000 wives who were enslaved by Bhaumasura, initially captured by them. And there are other narrations that mention that they were the gopis. So the role of the wife is very important in any sacrifice. And therefore the discussions between husband and wife is also very important before major decisions. So she just went ahead and asked for a daughter. She didn't really consult with her husband. Is it okay for us to do so? So therefore it is mentioned, Na ati tushta tushtam nama. That's the word that's mentioned here. Na ati tushta mana gurum. So when he was happy that he had a daughter, because he wanted progeny, he didn't have any. So he got a daughter, he named her Ila. But he was not atitushtamana, he was not too satisfied. Why? Because he wanted a son to continue the lineage. And it is not because it's some material desire. We must understand, and this is a very important understanding that we should have, that in Srimad Bhagavatam, 2nd canto, 10th chapter, 5th verse, it is mentioned, Avataranu charitam hareshchasyanu vartinam pumsam isha katha prokta nana khyanopa brahmitaha. The science of God describes the incarnations of the personality of Godhead and his different activities together with the activities of his great devotees. So this is part of Isha Anukatha. Isha Anukatha. Anu means to follow. This is the story of all these wonderful devotees who are following Isha, God. And we see even in Bhagavad Gita, when the Lord and Arjuna blow their conch shell, the other conch shells also mentioned in a very interesting manner. There are 18 people described, like 18 chapters, 18 day war, 18 kings' names are also described. Purujit, Kunti, Bhojastha, Kashirajasya, Shikandi, Satyaki, Satyakishchaparajita, Drishtaketu, Shekitana. There are so many names mentioned. Now the question comes, why should all these names be there? Why should all these names be there? Who can say? When Parikshit Maharaj had only 7 days, he could have had other discussions. Why should the names of all these people, all these dynasties, kings be taken? Who can say? Yes, thank you very much, Prabhu. There is this confirmation given by Srila Rupa Goswami that Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe, whatever is there has to be connected to Krishna. Anasaktasya Vishyan Yatharham Upayunjataha Nirbandha Krishna Sambandhe Yuktam Vairagya Muchyate. It is Falgu Vairagya, it is fake renunciation if you say that no, this is all not important. Krishna is important, his devotees are not important. That is a Kanishta mentality. Nacha Bhakteshu Cha Anyeshu Sabhakta Prakrita Smitaha. He is considered a preliminary devotee or basic first level devotee, not first class devotee. Very basic level devotee. So those who are devotees of the Lord really appreciate the fact that his devotees have to be appreciated. Those who are devotees of the Lord appreciate the fact that the devotees of the Lord have to be appreciated. Aradhananam Sarvesham Vishnura Aradhanam Param Tasmat Parataram Devi Tadiyanam Samarchanam. Higher than the worship of the Supreme Lord is the worship of the devotees. Very, very important. So, Sridhar Swami says that whoever hears these narrations, Sridhar Swami, we are not talking about the ISKCON Sridhar Swami, Srila Prabhupada's disciple, whom everybody knew as the Jolly Swami. This Sridhar Swami is a very, very great senior Vaishnava, the foremost Acharya after Adi Vishnu Swami. There were 3 Vishnu Swamis in the Rudra Sampradaya, but apart from them, the foremost Acharya is Sridhar Swami, whom Srila Prabhupada frequently refers to in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Sridhar Swami says that the Surya Vamsha and Chandra Vamsha narrations, if anyone hears them, he will be able to overcome all the desires that are born out of lust and the mind. How many of us would like that? To overcome desires born of the mind and the lust. How many of us would like that? I think because all of you in Vrindavan, you don't have such desires. You know, everything Krishna will fulfill. Or it's just warming up to raise your hands. But we can understand that by these narrations, these vasanas, nashta prayeshu abhadreshu, these are abhadras, vasanas of the mind and lust, kama. They can be overcome. So it's mentioned that in the second canto, the merciful Lord, out of his causeless mercy, descends to various planets in the material world and acts for the salvation of the conditioned souls. Jivire karane asya prapanja lila koila shuvistara. Srila Bhaktivinoda Thakur mentions. That makes the history and narrations worth reading, because it's narrations of the Lord. Srimad Bhagavatam offers such transcendental topics of the Lord in relationship with great devotees. Therefore, the topics of the devotees and the Lord are to be given respectful oral reception. Maybe I should have said this right at the beginning to ensure good listening. It's very, very important to hear such narrations of the devotees. And therefore, it was not wrong for Manu, Shraddha Deva Manu or Vaivasvata Manu to covet a son beyond, not being fully satisfied with a daughter. Because these are not ordinary people. These are devotees of the Lord. Please, we will have to remember that Manus are Shaktyavesha avatars. They are empowered incarnations of the Supreme Lord for administration. They are there for administration of the universe, affairs of the universe. So therefore it is important to hear these narrations. And it is also mentioned that the yajamana, or who was performing the sacrifice, has to be extremely pure. He has to be very pure and sure of the highest purpose in his mind, and sure of the right desire. Then the result will turn out appropriately. So that is why Manu goes on and questions the priests, all of you are such exalted brahmanas, how come such a result happened despite the chanting of the mantras? Srila Prabhupada was asked when the initial days, when the western born devotees who were connected with Srila Prabhupada and who took on this movement in such an able manner, many of them would chant mantras and it would not turn out to be the way they were meant to be chanted. So people would say, Srila Prabhupada, their pronunciation is not at all ideal. I'm just paraphrasing the pastime. And Srila Prabhupada would say, please don't look at their pronunciation, look at their renunciation. And that's what is important. Because Kalau Doshanide Rajan, in fact it is mentioned about Suta Goswami, who narrated the Srimad Bhagavatam, that he was expert in some aspects of the Vedas. That's what the Brahmanas led by Brahmanas of Naimisharana, led by Shaunakarishi Prabhu, glorify him. You are expert in some aspects of the Vedas. So Srila Prabhupada mentions in the purport that pronunciation may not be ideal, but still it is important to know Jai Krishna Tattva Veta Shai Guru Hai. It is Krishna Tattva that is most important, not just the pronunciation. But still, it doesn't hurt if we pronounce properly, because these are names of the Lord. At the same time, purity is very, very important. And those days, the Brahmanas were really pure and qualified. Brahmanas have to be pure and qualified for the mantras to be effective. Yujam Brahma Vido Yuktas Tapasa Dagda Kilbishaha. So it is mentioned, you are self-controlled. Brahmanas have to be self-controlled, well-balanced in mind. Shamo, Dapa, though both have to be there, well-balanced in mind. And you are aware of the absolute truth. These are real Brahmanas. And because of the austerities and penances that are performed by these Brahmanas, all their sins have been cleansed completely. Therefore, the words of the Brahmanas are just like those of the demigods. They cannot be baffled. But Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentions to Chand Kazi, Ataye vaja radgava mare munigana veda mantra siddha kare tahara jivana. Chand Kazi was asking Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, why is it that you slaughter cows under the guise of sacrifice? Nindasi yajna vite ha 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 shruti gatam. Lord Buddha appeared because of this, to stop this animal sacrifice. But when Chand Kazi asked this question, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu mentioned, therefore the great sages sometimes killed old cows, but by chanting hymns, Vedic hymns, they brought them again back to life. So these animals were in one sense sacrificed because they wanted to test the efficacy of the Vedic mantras. Therefore the mantras should be chanted properly. In Kali Yuga, there are no such brahmanas. Therefore it is mentioned, Kali kale taiche shakti nahika brahmane ataeva govada keha nakare ekhane. Therefore in Kali Yuga these kind of sacrifices are forbidden. Ashwamedam gavalambam sanyasam phalapaitrukam. These things are all banned in Kali Yuga. Horse sacrifice, offering meat in Shraddha, and sacrificing animals, all this is forbidden. So this is all not for Kali Yuga. But in those Yugas, the Yajnas were important. So after Yajnas, we know, like Dasharatha performed this Yajna on instruction from Vasishtha Muni. And then he got a vessel of kheer. So he gave one portion to Kausalya, one portion to Kaikeyi, and both of them gave half each to Sumitra. That is why the Lakshmana and Shatrughna were born. Interestingly, there was a king called Gadhi, and he had a daughter called Satyavati. The sage Chavana, his son, was Ruchika. So he approached him for his daughter in marriage. And the king hesitated, but later on he performed his siddhis by getting 1,000 white horses with one black ear. That's the power of a Brahmana. He could do that by propitiating Varuna. So then He said Gadhi was forced to get his daughter married off. So when his daughter Satyavati wanted progeny from sage Ruchika, she also wanted a son for her mother. So Ruchika gave them both one vessel each of kheer or portion, whatever you want to call it. But her mother, Gadhi's wife, was not sure that both of them had the same efficacy. She thought that because Satyavati is Ruchika's wife, her portion will be more effective. So she exchanged the patras and she partook of that portion. But because she was to have a prince for her husband, the king Gadhi, in her stomach it should have been a kshatriya. But because the patras got swabbed, a child with the aura of a kshatriya entered the womb of her daughter Satyavati, who wanted a brahminical saintly son. And vice versa, a brahminical saintly son appeared the womb of Jiva, appeared the womb of her mother. So then Satyavati begged King Sage Ruchika, and Sage Ruchika said, I can move the results of this yajna by one generation. So her son was born as Jamadagni, and because he moved away the effects by one generation, Jamadagni's son was Jamadagnya or Parashurama, who had the fierce warrior like mentality, though he was a Shaktyavesh avatar of the Lord himself. But because her mother, she partook of this portion meant for generating a brahminical progeny, in her stomach was born a king called his name was Devavrata, if I'm not mistaken. I'm not sure. Vishwaratha probably. And later on he became a Brahmarshi Vishwamitra or Kaushika. He became a Brahmana. So it's very important, these fire sacrifices and the results, how they turn out. We know on the other side, Tvashta, the father of Vishwarupa, who was killed by Indra. Tvashta's wife was Rachna, the daughter of Prahlad Maharaj. So she was like a demon, effectively demoniac lineage. So Vishwarupa used to perform sacrifices as a substitute for Brihaspati, who was disrespected by Indra. So they had to approach Vishwarupa, who gave Indra the Narayan Kavacha. And then he was performing oblations. But while offering oblations for the demigods, from the side he would offer one oblation for the demons also. So Indra cut off his head, for which he had to take the sin, which was divided among four entities: the trees, the land, the water and women. We'll get into that separately. And so Tvashta, who was enraged by this, he performed the sacrifice to get a son who could kill Indra. But because the mantra was chanted wrongly, mantro hina swarato varnato va mitya prayukto natamam arthamaha yathendra shakra swarato paradat savag vajro yajamanam hinasti. If the mantra is not properly chanted by the priest, then the thunderbolt comes back and hits him, takes him. So Indra Shatru was the word. Indra should have a low intonation, then it means enemy of Indra. Indra Shatru, Indra Shatru, something like that. Indra Shatru, then it's Indra is less spoken. But what did he say instead? Indra Shatru, where the stress was on Indra. So instead of saying enemy of Indra, it became of whom Indra is enemy. The meaning was completely opposite, because of which Vritrasura was born and then killed by Indra. So here the mantra chanted is Vashat. Vashat is a Bija mantra, like those who are Brahmanas know. Astraya Fat is used to purify. So similarly there, Vashat is also a mantra. It's a Bija mantra which has got strength. So this Hota narrated this mantra, Vashat. And then Ila was born, the daughter. So the four types of priests were discussed in this. One is a Hotra. Hotra would recite mantras. This would mostly be from Rigveda mantras, Hotra. This would be single verses, litanies, glorifications, everything they would chant. The second is Advaryu. Advaryu is a person in charge of the physical details we discussed.
So the Advarya would measure the ground, build the altar, get the wood, sacrificial vessels, everything is the Advarya. So Advarya would also chant mantras from Yajus Veda. But eventually the role of the Advarya also became very important. But the Hotra became the leader, the main person. So Shraddha asked Hota to get him a daughter through mantras. So he said, Vashat. Then Udgatra would chant Samaveda. And there would be a Brahman. Brahman would be keeping quiet right through. He would know verses from Atharva Veda. So if he is like the quality control manager of the Yajna. If anything is going wrong, he would find out and he would point out. So these are the four types of priests. She approached the Hota and he chanted the mantra and they got Ila. Kanya Ila Nama. But then we know that in Kali Yuga we don't have this problem. In the next verse, that is what will be discussed. Because by chanting mantra wrongly, there is no problem. Namna makari bahuda nija sarva shaktis tatrarpita niyamita smarane na kalaha. In Kali Yuga, the Supreme Lord's names are sufficient. Kalota Dhari Kirtanat. There is no problem if you pronounce them wrongly. It can be Hale Krishna. Somebody from China may say like that. Somebody from Russia may say Kare Krishna. Somebody from South India may say Hare Krishna. Somebody from Kerala may say Hare Krishna. Or somebody may say Krishna. But it's fine. It's gradually they all progress and the mantra is so effective. Still there is no substitute for good pronunciation. We should try to pronounce well. But in Kali Yuga, we are exempted from this because Kalo Dosha Nide Rajan Asti Keko Mahatguna Kirtana Deva Krishna Se Mukta Sangha Param Vrajet. So while somebody from Bengal might sing Ramo, Prabhupada said they can sing like that, you shouldn't sing like this. To one of his disciples who was imitating the Bengali pronunciation. So like we don't say Sri Radhika Madhavayora Paro, it is Para, Madhavayora Apara, just because those who know the pronunciation should do well. But those who can't, it's okay. Because the holy name is most important. How we chant, how attentively we chant is most important. So from this verse we know that with good sadhana, there will be reciprocation from priests and guru also. We should seek guidance from the spiritual master for whatever we want and perform everything appropriately. Every samskara should be performed. Kali Yuga, Sankirtan Yajna is the topmost yajna. We just need to perform. And the details don't matter. The principle is that we should please the Supreme Lord. Kalau Tat Hari Kirtanat. Then all the results will come. Hare Krishna. So we have a couple of minutes. We can have some comments by Vaishnavas. And questions could be taken offline. Would someone like to contribute? Any Vaishnavas? Yes. Karabhajan Prabhu. Thank you for the question. It's a very practical question relevant to the society. I'm not the most appropriate person to answer this question because I myself am in Vanaprastha Ashram. However, we must understand that the principle is to be that Gurur na sasyat, Swajano na sasyat, Pita na sasyat, Janani na sasyat, Devam na sasyat, na patin na sasyat, Namo chetyat samupaitam rityam. The principle should be that each person should ensure that whoever is his dependent, whether it's his wife, children or anybody, should be made Krishna conscious, should be provided an environment where their Krishna consciousness is facilitated. That's the higher principle. But Srila Prabhupada mentions in 13th chapter, verse number 8 to 12, the purport, that each grihastha should ensure that along with his wife and son, they should offer foodstuffs to Krishna and partake of only Krishna prasadam. They should together attend the morning program and evening program at home and chant the Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This is the principle. However, and one should try one's best to engage in this, but however, the situation is completely not favorable at all and it is very, very perilous for one's spiritual life, then one should, under the instruction and guidance of Guru, Sadhu and Shastra, be willing to give up even that ashram which is not favorable for Krishna consciousness, because higher principle is anukulasya sankalpam pratikulasya varjanam. But it should not be done whimsically. It should be done only under the guidance of expert spiritual authority. Otherwise, we will be irresponsible and prematurely enter under renunciation, because of which we may commit further mistakes. So, thank you very much for bringing up this point. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Granthra Srimad Bhagavatam ki jai. Nitai Nitai Gaur Sitanath Premanande. Hare Hare Bol.